Hello, and welcome to Ola at Large, Olia Stories. This is David Levine, and this is my podcast about my journey to becoming a citizen of Israel, and it will also be about other people making their journeys on becoming a citizen of Israel and making Aliyah. First off, let's kick off with some definitions. An Ola is an immigrant, someone who is moving to Israel. And Aliyah is the process of making immigration to Israel. So that's what I am. I am a Ole, and I am in the process of making Aliyah to Israel at the current time. So this podcast is going to be about my becoming a citizen in Israel and chronicling the journey and sharing some insights and some tips for anyone who might be thinking about it. And also just to keep folks informed about what's going on. Once I get there, I'll also be hopefully speaking to other people who have made the journey to hear how their experience has been and is going. So, a bit about me. I've been a citizen of some of the biggest cities in the world. I've lived in Washington, D.C., New York City, Los Angeles, and I'm just wrapping up about 10 years in London. I've made the decision to rebase myself, move myself and my dog to Israel to be closer to my family. And also as a result of the events of October 7th, I feel like this is the best place for me to be and to be able to support my family and be supporting the country as it's going through this challenging time. These initial episodes will be about the process of making Aliyah, all the different steps that need to be taken. As we get further in the podcast, I'll be inviting some guests along to share more information about the process and also to get their take on their experiences. Before I get into it, I thought, for those of you who don't know me or don't know me very well, it might be helpful to understand a little bit of my background so you understand why I'm doing this and why I'm making some of the choices that I'll be making through the process. I was raised in a modern Orthodox Jewish family on Long Island, New York, and all growing up, particularly in college, I remember people would ask me, what political party was I brought up in? How did I grow up on Long Island? Was I a Democrat or a Republican? What was my family? What were my parents? And I would always say, my parents are Zionists. They voted what was best for Israel. That's how I grew up. And by the time I was 20, I had been to Israel a number of times. Two summers with a sleepaway camp, one extended trip. My sister made Aliyah with her family around 20, 30 years ago. So my parents, who were in New York, were going back and forth from New York to Israel to visit them quite a lot over the years. They had bought property there so that it was easier for them to be there. I graduated from law school and moved to New York. My brother was living in New York with his wife and his family. I was in New York for about 9 years, and then I moved to Los Angeles, and I was there for about 9 years. And throughout that period, my parents were going back and forth quite a lot from New York to Israel to visit my sister and her family. And at a certain point around 2013, they decided that they wanted to move to Israel full-time and make Aliyah. They wanted to be in a better climate. They wanted to also be in the Jewish homeland, and they wanted to be able to spend more time with my sister and her kids. So I was all the way out in Los Angeles, and I felt very distant to where my family was going to be. I always describe it as the center of our gravity of our family moved, with my parents moving to Israel, moved from New York to Israel. And I was very lucky at the time. I was working for the Walt Disney Company, and an opportunity arose to be able to move myself from Los Angeles to London. Actually, I should say the company moved me. I didn't do that much packing, actually. It's pretty great. So in the late summer, early autumn of 2013, I unloaded everything that was in my parents' attic in New York. Shifted it over to Los Angeles, and then eventually everything got packed up and moved to London, which was great because that put me halfway between New York and Israel. Actually, it's a little closer to Israel from London than it is to get to New York. Once I moved, unfortunately, my dad became ill, and it necessitated my coming to Israel quite a lot, particularly in the first 6 to 9 months. So from October, November 2013 to March 2014, I was back and forth quite a bit. My boss, Tricia, was very understanding, thankfully. And in that time, and then in the years that followed, I really became to love being in Israel. I loved spending time with my sister and her family, enjoying the great climate, enjoying the great food. And I decided at that point that eventually I wanted to move there. Around 2017, I started looking for apartments. I actually have a string of texts going that far back with a particular realtor who was very, very patient and was showing me around to different apartments back in 2017. I decided not to make the plunge then. After 2017, I began to think about how I could actually make the move to Israel on a full-time basis. So as an executive in the entertainment and media industry, of course, I looked to find out what the industry was like. So many of you might be aware of some of the great TV shows that have been exported from Israel around the world. Homeland, back in the day, that was on Showtime for many seasons. That's one of the ones that started out as a TV show in Israel. Fauda is another great example, show of multiple seasons on Netflix. And so I thought all of that would mean that there would be great opportunities for me as well. Well, not really. Didn't really turn out that way in terms of what I had found out. I reached out to some of my colleagues and friends in the entertainment industry in Israel and found out about what it was like. And I learned three key things. First off, the industry in Israel for entertainment is small. It's mighty, probably has an outsized effect on in terms of exports, but it's small, mighty but small. The second is everybody knows each other and it tends to be fairly insular. Three, all the business is done in Hebrew. The third aspect, doing the business in Hebrew, I could eventually cure, sort of. Probably never to the fluency of a native, obviously. But part of when you move to Israel is learning the language. So I figured at some point I would be able to converse in Hebrew. But the other two aspects were really outside of my control. So I was resigned to the fact that if I was going to make Aliyah and move to Israel, then that would be the moment I would be leaving my entertainment career behind and moving on to do something else. I figured I would ride my entertainment career train as long as I could in London, and when that came to its end, I would make the move. Between 2017 and 2020, I continued to make contacts in Israel and had the opportunity to work closely with a number of different folks. I had an opportunity to mentor animation studios as part of the Hop, Skip, and a Jump Animation Festival. And so I was able to make some contacts in Israel over the years. 2020 comes around with COVID, and I began to begin looking again because I didn't love how I was unable to come visit my family without a passport. I thought that would be a good time to try and find a place. The other big change that starts coming with 2020 is, of course, everybody is able to work from anywhere with all the remote technology. That began to open things up a little bit more in my mind. And then we cut to 2022 when I started my own business, Lightboat Media, and I began to realize that I could run my business and do my business from anywhere. I was traveling all over the place and working from basically wherever I wanted to. So why couldn't I work from Israel and base myself there? and be closer to my family. Then October 7th comes around, and I find myself coming back and forth to Israel to support my family, to volunteer. And on one of the return trips back to London, I just felt like it was the time to make the move and take the plunge and move to Israel. It took me a little bit of time to get my head around it, but by the end of the year, I had made the decision and started to put all the various wheels in motion to make the move. So that's where I am today, and that's where we are when we're starting off this podcast series, in the process of making the move. So every episode, we're going to have a word of the day, an Israeli word of the day. And the first word of the day for the podcast series is yalla. I learned this word when I took a trip with my sister and family to visit the different shepherds and communities in the Judean and Sumerian desert. We met a Druze shepherd who would call out to his sheep, yalla, yalla, to gather them around. As soon as I heard this, I thought this was a great word to take back with me to wrestle around my two dogs, Ronnie and Lucy. When I got back to London, I would often use yalla, yalla to keep my dogs in line. I will admit it was sometimes a little surprising to my neighbors to have someone who didn't look like they would usually use the word yalla in Arabic in the middle of West London. But it is a very useful word. It can be used for dogs. It could be used for children. It can be used for all sorts of things to get together. I encourage you to use the word yalla to gather things around as you need to. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and subscribe and keep listening to my Aliyah journey. Next episode, I'm going to talk about the different options to make Aliyah and how you can approach it. In future episodes, I'm going to have representatives from some of the Aliyah organizations, my real estate agent, my lawyer, hopefully, if he doesn't charge me, and all to be able to give you some tips, some inspiration to make the plunge yourself, or just follow along in my journey. Hope you can join me. Please come back. This has been a Delit production for Lightboat Media. Thank you.